Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're going to start the week off with a bang. The Supreme Court hearings for Amy Coney Barrett begin this morning. Alan, a programming note, will be going up until 8 a.m. this morning when the panel will come on. The coverage of the hearings starts at 9 a.m. from NPR. The hearings, a foregone conclusion?
Well, one would think so. One would think they have the votes and they can do what they want. There's a small, maybe a very large problem. Several of them, more than two, have contracted the virus. And if they walk in that room with a bunch of 80-year-olds, or a couple of them are, there's going to be hell to pay. These people are infectious, and there is a possibility that the other people in the room, in order to get their nominee through, there's an insistence that the senators actually be there and present. They're going to walk in the room, they're going to do their thing, and whether or not they infect others is another question. Now, a couple of these guys refuse to take the COVID test. So people like Lindsey Graham, who of course is engaged in a tremendously difficult election himself, says, I'm not going to take that test. We don't know why, but maybe if he takes it, he finds himself in a position where he has it. There'll be a lot of other questions asked about who's infected and who's not. So is it worth your life in order to get this Supreme Court nominee through? Apparently, to a lot of these people, it is.
Now, according to most of the reading I'm doing this morning, they're expected to focus on health care with the pandemic looming and the possibility, if she gets confirmed with that majority, of getting rid of Obamacare. The other thing I've been hearing is that she should recuse herself, should the presidential election go to the Supreme Court, from voting for President Trump.
Well, President Trump has already announced that he wants her on the court so that if he has to bring anything to that court in terms of this election, she'll be there for him. Hey, that's not what the law is about. The law is you have a bunch of printed stuff in front of you and you say, okay, this is what the law says. Not that I owe personal loyalty to a president. And remember that looming behind all of this is that, as many of us expect, Joe Biden is elected president. There is always the option, which he has opposed in the past, of expanding the Supreme Court because of the way in which this last-minute judicial nomination is being handled. President, of course, has the right to do it, but so does Biden have the right to come to a newly minted Democratic Senate, if that's what happens, in a House, and say, okay, we're going to add five judges or four judges or whatever we have to do in order to make this whole. The American people didn't like it when FDR tried it, but this is a different circumstance, and I have a feeling that despite the fact that they don't want to do it, that the court has become so politicized, so polarized, that they think that the justification is there. It's a tough one, but if you think about what the Republicans are doing right now, you get the idea, okay, maybe it's justified.
You referenced to Senator Lindsey Graham's race in South Carolina. Of course, Jamie Harrison, the Democratic challenger, has raised, as the Times says this morning, an astonishing $57 million as cash floods in to the Senate races. Will the Democrats flip the Senate?
Right now, it looks like the Democrats will flip the Senate. If the presidential election is a blowout, a lot of Democrats are going to show up in a way that they may not have before. And they'll be there to put X's or whatever you do next to the Democratic Senate candidates. The idea that Jamie Harrison, an African-American, could beat Lindsey Graham was thought to be unthinkable. Now it's not. There's a possibility that Harrison will win. And it looks to me like it's a very big contest, and it could go for Harrison.
Meanwhile, the president is losing badly in the recent national poll. This is from ABC News, Washington Post. Biden holding a 17-point lead over Donald Trump in the aftermath of his COVID-19 diagnosis. Two-thirds of registered voters say Trump failed to take appropriate precautions against the virus. 62% distrust what he says about it. In 8 months since his arrival in the United States, just 21% say it's under control. Can he overcome this?
Well, of course he can overcome it. Whether he overcomes it legally or illegally, they are doing everything in their power to prevent people from voting. In Florida, the people were quite clear. They wanted rehabilitated felons to be able to vote. And there is now a concerted push on by the Republicans in that state and their governor to prohibit that. And it looks like they're going to win that. So it's going to have to be done the old-fashioned way, where everybody comes out and votes. And Florida, as you know, can come down to hanging chads or anything else that makes a very difficult call. So, yes, he can do it. And I think any Democrat who assumes that they could stay home because Trump is history just is wrong.
Alan, you spent your entire political life talking about legal bribery, the idea that a lobbyist or a company doesn't give a politician money without wanting something back. And here's this investigation in the Times, the swamp that Trump built. A businessman president transplanted favor-seeking in Washington to his family hotels and resorts and earned millions as a gatekeeper to his own administration. It's a deep dive and a long read, but well worth it to see all the connections the Times has made to the basically clients for the president.
Time's done a great job here. This is really terror. And the fact is that 40% of the American electorate are sticking with Trump no matter what. Yeah, the numbers go down and yeah, he loses a percent here or there. But basically, those people who want to see this country maintained the way that it has been governed are sticking with it and they are not changing. So the Democrats easily outnumber the number of Republicans, but the Republicans vote en masse, and the Democrats often sit down and don't get to the polls when they should. This is a year that everybody has to vote, or, as you have just posed a question, Trump could win.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. A reminder, in about 10 minutes, 8 a.m., we'll be bringing you the panel discussion, the pre-discussion for the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court hearings, with coverage from NPR beginning at 9 a.m. Thanks for joining us to give us a preview.
And thanks for being here, David. As always, great to talk to you.